For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
All men know that position matters. Turns out seeds have a very similar brain capacity and they know it matters as well. For me personally, I never thought of it as something to think about. And that's because I'm from an agricultural soil science and plant science world, not from a horticulture one. And if you did not know, when it comes to farmers putting seeds in the ground, it's just a giant drill ripping across the earth and plopping seeds out. The position is not something we really have a choice in ensuring it happens. But you as a gardener can actually make that choice. To understand this concept, we need to look at plant physiology. Let's look at a very easy example first off, a bean seed. A bean seed has a very obvious belly button looking space on it, and this is called the radicle, aka the embryo. If you look at a pumpkin or a luffa seed, you'll notice it kind of has almost like a nipple. Well, that is where, in this case, the radicle or the embryo exists. On a tomato seed, you can also see this, and on a pepper seed, it also can be present. The idea here is that that belly button and the direction in which it's facing has a big effect on the health of the adult plant and just the seedling in general, along with even just the germination rates you can see. In technical terms, when it comes to the seed itself, that's actually called the helium. It's kind of what you're seeing physically on the outside, not the embryo or the radicle, because that's actually what's inside of the seed, but that's a technicality at this point. We're just gardening. And below that, in many cases, you can't see this part, but that's the microphyll, and that's actually where the water enters the seed to start kind of dissolving all the starch inside, which kicks off the growth of the embryo radicle space. And that area is also the weakest part of the seed. Think of how easy it is to get a herniated belly button, for example. Seeds the same way. That's the path of least resistance when it comes to germination. Turns out plants are incredibly intuitive. They're able to sense gravity. I've spoken about phototropism before. Well, this is gravitropism. And essentially, it consists of both negative and positive gravitropism. So the root's ability to grow downward is called positive gravitropism, and the shoot's ability to go upwards is called negative gravitropism. There was a review done in 2023, published in the Journal of Applied and Natural Sciences, talking about the impact of orientation of seed placement and depth of its sowing on germination. It consisted of referencing several different studies. These three are kind of the ones that shed the most light, in my opinion, on the concept. 1991, they did a study on corn, and they faced the corn downwards. Turns out when the radicle is facing downwards, it results in better root growth. If you place the embryo facing upwards, it results in a delayed root emergence. And this is because the radicle is forced to reorientate itself before it can properly grow. In 2010, there was one that was done on tomatoes, and it turns out that tomato seeds orientated downwards with the radicle facing the soil exhibited faster germination rates and healthier seedlings. Conversely, seeds with the embryo facing upwards often struggled to germinate and exhibited slower growth. 2012, it was legumes, and the radicle facing downwards generally had a faster and more uniform germination. Seeds.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
The embryo facing upwards had a more erratic germination pattern. In some, it caused seedlings to be weaker and more prone to dampening off. And this likely, again, was due to poor root development. And while this other one's not a study, it is something that many of you have sent me photos of, and it's of, I believe, pumpkin seeds, half of which are pointed downwards and half of which are pointed upwards. And the ones pointed upwards germinated a heck of a lot faster than the ones facing downwards. They also didn't have the seed still attached to the leaf itself, which we sometimes see, often with peppers and tomatoes. The actual seed coat is still attached to the cotyledons. This didn't happen in the set that was facing upwards. So with that being said, I think you could argue it's highly dependent on the type of plant and the type of seed combined with potentially the type of environment, because a greenhouse indoor garden environment is much different than a corn plant out in a field. And the reason why I think it's important to point this out is because poor germination rates out of a corn seed facing upwards may have nothing to do with the positioning of the radical, and actually has more to do with the fact that the higher in the profile you get, the less moisture that is present. So there's two kind of big factors that play into this. Number one is energy efficiency, and the second one is actually anchoring of the root. Energy efficiency is simply referencing the plant's ability to get to the surface and start producing its own energy via photosynthesis. And there's only so much gas in the tank to get the seed to the surface. So hypothetically, if a seed is planted with the radical upwards and it is able to just make its way out of the seed coating, you could argue that the leaves are able to get to the surface much faster because there's less resistance. Now, the other side of this argument could actually come from the anchoring standpoint. While we view leaves as the thing that needs to exist for a plant to do well, roots also matter. I mean, they uptake the water that is going to then support those cotyledons and leaves and stems and etc. and so forth. They're also responsible for all the nutrient uptake that that plant needs to put on the leaves and the chlorophyll to help with photosynthesis. So the other side of the token is that people argue the anchoring of the root to the soil is actually the most important step one. But I think it's safe to assume that in nature, plants end up with their seeds upside down, right side up, and sideways all the time, and they do just fine. However, if you wanted to, in a garden science perspective, you could technically plant some of your seeds with the radical facing downwards, some of your seeds with the radical facing upwards, and you could even also plant your seeds completely sideways, which in my opinion would be the more interesting one to look at, because that belly button where everything comes out of, will the shoot and the root come out of the exact same point? And if both of them literally just have to go their own separate directions without having to navigate negative and positive gravitropism, it may even be the better compared to the other two. I know you guys are your own garden scientist geek crew, and you are gonna try that one out. That right there is my most recent video, and that is what Google says you should watch. So I'll talk.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Cleveland Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.